The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. You have the power. To the Stoics, the most important virtue was courage. A Stoic never willingly gives up the power, the belief in themselves, to change their condition and to resist the control of others. That's what Thrasea and Agrippinus clung to as they fought against Nero. That's what George Washington did when he broke away from the king. That's what Stockdale did in the Hanoi Hilton. That's what we so judge Seneca for failing to do. In Julius Caesar, Shakespeare's most overtly Stoic play, he puts it thusly: "So every bondman in his own hand bears the power to cancel his captivity." What was Brutus doing in that play? He was refusing to live under Caesar's tyranny. He and his fellow conspirators were taking, quite literally, matters into their own hands. Not all resistance is so violent, of course. Emmeline Pankhurst talked about withdrawing your consent to be governed, and that's what women did in Britain. In some cases, refused even to eat until they were given the rights they deserved. Martin Luther King talked about the power of a people who decide to straighten their backs and decide they will no longer be ridden. His boycotts and passive resistance canceled the captivity of African Americans. It was an active revocation of any consent towards segregation or the deprivation of constitutional rights. Each individual citizen, even in a tyranny, holds incredible power. As individuals, we have agency over our own lives. And what do far too many of us do? We ignore this power. We decline to vote. We can't be bothered to protest or stand up for what is important to us. Then we wonder why the world isn't the way we want it to be. We wonder why we feel we are slaves to forces outside our control. This must end. Stop being so passive. Straighten your back. Cancel your captivity. You have the power. Seize it. Just a reminder, my new book, Courage is Calling, is available for pre-order now. It would mean so much to me if you would support it. If you've gotten anything out of this podcast, anything out of the videos, anything out of my other books, anything out of the Daily Stoic email, this would be the time to help support me. Just go to dailystoic.com/pre-order. There's a bunch of awesome bonuses you can pick up. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.